It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think it's a terrible day that the fact that we still have hostages out there. I mean, a full year away from home under God knows what condition.
It's October 7th.
We're here to gather together mainly for each other and to commemorate the victims and to call for the release of the remaining hostages.
A year since the Hamas massacre. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We'll hear from remembrances and shows of force.
Wearing tactical vests, they're carrying sidearms. They're licensed to do so by the state of California. These men are there to make a point and make a message.
Crews from LA are on standby to head to the Tampa area as Hurricane Milton approaches. And LeBron and Bronny take the court together.
You know, to be able to work with your son, I think that's one of the greatest things that a father could ever hope for or wish for. So it's pretty cool.
It's all ahead. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. It has been a year since Hamas massacred more than 1,200 people in Israel. Maybe you've seen the 1,200 flags at Beverly Hills Garden on Santa Monica Boulevard. Craig Figner was there as people came out to pay tribute to the victims of October 7th.
Well, I think it's a terrible day that the fact that we still have hostages out there. I mean, a full year away from home under God knows what conditions.
1,000 flags fill the Beverly Hills Garden here on Santa Monica Boulevard between Crescent and Cannon. Each flag represents a life lost a year ago today.
The city of Beverly Hills has stood up and in remembrance of all of those who perished. There's 1,200 flags here representing not only Americans and Israelis, but people of all nationalities who were brutally killed on October 7th. And it's important to remember that. It's important for the world to remember that a terrorist organization in an unprovoked manner attacked Israel.
That's Lester Friedman, the mayor of Beverly Hills, just one of so many here to mourn.
It must be a very difficult day.
Yes, it is, because people want to see the end of the war and to go back to their normal lives. It's definitely a war where we have to win it. We don't have an option to lose it. Otherwise, Israel is going to cease to exist.
Others used today to display a show of force. In the Hancock Park area, Pete Demetrio found police officers and private Jewish security marching together.
In all, a combined group of about 20 LAPD officers and members of the private security force Magen Am walked a six-block pattern up and down La Brea near Oakwood, near Beverly Boulevard. They were areas that they were concerned about. Businesses, houses of worship, religious schools. Rabbi Yossi Alfort, the president and founder of Magen Am, says the private security force that is marching sends a message.
The beauty is they are the community. So our model is we take members of the community, we put them through the training, get them licensed through the state, and then they provide their own community safety.
Members of Magen Am are definitely something that you notice. Wearing tactical vests, they're carrying sidearms, they're licensed to do so by the state of California. These men are there to make a point and make a message. There's no specific threats to any of the houses of worship or schools. The patrols, though, in the neighborhood made people stand up and take notice. Some waved and smiled, others honked horns in support.
Switching gears now to the imminent natural threat of this week in the southeast. There's a search and rescue team from the LA City Fire Department already in North Carolina helping respond to Hurricane Helene. And Fire Captain Eric Scott says more help is on the way as another hurricane approaches the southeast. Could be the worst to hit Tampa in 100 years if it stays on the current track.
I'm standing in the middle of a very large warehouse right now where we have 43 of our members with the Los Angeles City Fire Department that are preparing to head to Hurricane Milton. And that's all because of FEMA. They activated the National Urban Search and Rescue Response System. So that's a request all over the nation to ask for mutual aid, which is an excellent example of neighbors helping neighbors. Because of second consecutive hurricane that is approaching that area.
He says the team ready to respond to Milton includes swiftwater rescue specialists with boats. The drama over the stolen sand is expanding. Now it's a second state agency tailing the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers. The California State Lands Commission has sent a letter to Mark Atanasio accusing his construction crew of unauthorized work on state-owned tidelands. It says those crews might have damaged habitat, impaired access to public property. Initially, it was the California Coastal Commission that sent Atanasio a notice of violation last month, accusing him of taking sand from Broad Beach in Malibu. His attorney denies it, says the sand was not improperly taken, and the construction crew will respond to the other claims. There was a home wiped out in a gas explosion in Long Beach, apparent gas explosion, but it seems like that's what it was. Happened around 11 Gale Avenue near 28th Street. Here's Long Beach Fire spokesman Jake Heflin.
The ADU that was there on the property, that's sustained significant damage, heavy damage. That's visible, obviously, through the pictures and the footage that was been shared. Only one reported injury right now. That individual was assessed and transported to the local hospital. We did have damage to the front unit. That's the main home. And then the bordering walls of the property, as well as a minor damage to a neighboring home. So we're fortunate that no other injuries were reported.
Don't know yet how the injured person is doing. Crews put out several small fires that were started by the explosion. People said cars were rocking when this happened. It caused a power outage affecting about 2,000 people, but the power was back on in a few hours. Former L.A. City Councilman Jose Huizar, convicted of corruption, is now serving his sentence. He surrendered today. He was supposed to do it back on August 30th, but got a five-week reprieve from that for some undisclosed medical reasons. Huizar pleaded guilty last year to conspiracy to violate the RICO Act and tax evasion. He's been ordered to pay $400,000 in restitution to the city. He represented the district that includes downtown L.A. and admitted to running a pay-to-play scheme where he used his office to give favorable treatment to real estate developers who then financed and facilitated cash bribes and campaign donations and all kinds of other things. To Orange County now, where a clerk at a 7-Eleven was beaten during a really bad smash-and-grab robbery that was caught on video.
Anaheim Police Sergeant Matt Sutter says this is a new one for Anaheim.
This happens frequently in L.A. County. This is the first time I know of in the county, maybe, but certainly the first time in Anaheim where this type of robbery has taken place.
And it was a violent one. It happened on the corner of Knott and Orange about 1:30 Sunday morning, right after a nearby street takeover.
Approximately 40 to 50 suspects entered the store and began stealing merchandise, including the cash register.
Video posted online shows one of the suspects punching the clerk in the face as he tried to keep the people out of the store. They also threw some display racks on top of him. He has a bloody nose. Suspects took off before police got there.
I don't know the ages of these individuals, but it's obviously something that will work and identify who they are and hopefully make some arrests.
Anyone with information is asked to call the Anaheim Police Department.
Here we go. We've been waiting for it. It is the preseason, but LeBron James and LeBron James Jr. are on the floor at the same time.
It was on Spectrum Sportsnet as LeBron and Bronny made history out in Palm Desert. It became the first father and son team to play together in an NBA game. It was at the start of the second quarter when Bronny, who was celebrating his 20th birthday, checked into the game, joined his dad on the court. LeBron talked about what the moment meant for him.
To be able to have moments with your son. And then ultimately, you know, to be able to work with your son, I think that's one of the greatest things that a father could ever hope for or wish for. So it's pretty cool.
LeBron had 19 points. Bronny, none, as the Lakers lost to the Suns 118-114 in that preseason game. We know who's going to head up the Rose Parade next year. Next.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grand Marshal for the 2025 Rose Parade is Billie Jean King.
This is like a dream come true. The annual Tournament of Roses Parade was a big deal at our home. We used to talk about it all year long, about January 1st. Oh, we know what we're going to do. And we look forward to it every single year to the New Year's Day to watch the Rose Bowl game later that afternoon as well. So we'd watch the parade, then we'd get all ready for the game.
King's from Long Beach. After retiring from tennis, she continued her work promoting gender equality on the sports fields and courts and everywhere else. Rose Parade 136th and the 111th Rose Bowl is, as usual, set for January 1st. Parade theme this year is Best Day Ever, celebrating life's best moments. That's the LA Local for the 7th of October, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at LACarGuy.com, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News. Follow the LA Local wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star rating and review. I'm Alex Silverman. Back tomorrow. See ya.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.